we were going. Gotta scoot up. Okay.
Welcome back, everybody. I am the chasm at which your parents are getting a divorce, and yes, it's your fault.
Well, we're
and I'm here joined
off.
With my co-host, Adultery.
Adultery? My ass. Fuck that.
That came out way better in my head when I was thinking about it like 20 minutes ago on how I want to open this in. Now I want to open this episode. And I started speaking and it all just fell out.
Yeah, that's normally how most things go. It sounds good in your head out. And then you start talking and then it just all goes to shit.
It didn't even come out okay. It wasn't coherent or anything. It was just like, it's like a miscarriage.
Okay.
A grand miscarriage of words all jumbled together and just kind of falling about across the hospital floor as the doctor slips on the amniotic fluid.
Can we get on with the episode?
Trace... I feel like I haven't left my house in days.
You haven't? Have you?
You
got your car washed. I know that.
Yeah, I got my car washed. I went to the grocery store. I found a lizard in Hobby Lobby and I named it Greg. That's about how everything's been going lately.
Your life sounds boring as fuck.
It's been so boring, Trace. I went to Hobby Lobby like an hour ago, and I found this little lizard that it was a little wooden lizard, and it bends from side to side very smoothly, and it was very fun. And I walked around with it for about 20 minutes until my girlfriend took it away from me, called me a child, and put it back, and then took us to check out. And I felt, for a moment, happy until Greg was no longer in my hands.
Do you miss Greg?
I miss Greg a lot. I really bonded with that lizard for all of 5 minutes. He was a good lizard. I should hold a vigil. Not even quite sure what a vigil is.
Here lies Greg in aisle 17. No, you know what? Fuck, does Hobby Lobby even have aisles? Or is it just, like, random islands of shit?
I mean, no, there's actual aisles. You know, it's just mostly islands of shit. It's like, for every 6 islands, there's a small aisle. And that's all across the middle of the store. And then wrapping around the store... Until you get to the fabrics, it's all long aisles that lead to the back. And when you get to the back corner of Hobby Lobby, there is a tall man in a black trench coat offering adults guns and children candy.
I need to go to Hobby Lobby more. No, I mentioned that because I don't like that store.
Why do you not like Hobby Lobby?
Because... Every time I walk in there, I always walk in there for one specific thing. Like, I was looking for cabinet knobs for my wardrobe when I was restoring one and, like, repainting it, and I had to replace the knobs and shit.
And they do have quite a lot of those.
They do. Once I found them, 45 minutes after walking into the store, because when I go in there, I'm like, okay, it's got to be... near this section. It has to be. It only makes sense. And it's not there. And it's like, what the fuck? Because you go down and it's like, well, there's some furniture stuff. Surely after the assembled furniture, they're gonna have stuff that you need to assemble said furniture.
No.
No. I pass the assembled furniture section. I go one section over. And there's signs.
Yeah, there's a lot of signs in Hobby Lobby.
And I'm like, okay, maybe it's like the next one over. I go over and it's candles. And I'm like, no. So I go over another one and now I'm in like the fucking flower section. And I'm like, who the fuck designed this floor plan? It's like they force you to look at every single aisle so you spend as much money. It's a good business model, fuck it. But damn it, it irritates the shit out of me.
I'd be willing to say it's better than IKEA's. Because IKEA, you just kind of walk through and find random shit, and like you're there to spend some time in. Hobby Lobby, you go in for one little thing, and then you end up spending an hour in there.
Yeah, but IKEA is fine, because you go through, and they have completely assembled rooms, and then they're like, hey, do you want to just buy that chair? Well, it's right next to the room. You want to buy the bed frame? Well, it's right over here across the aisle. You want to have those curtains? Well, it's right over here, close to the fucking room that you just looked at. But Hobby Lobby, you go in there, and it's like, here's a wardrobe, here's some flowers, here's a random pot that I found, and then you want some fucking fabric? Oh, you like art? Here's a pencil. And it's like, who the huh?
I'm not going to lie, we spent enough time walking around in Hobby Lobby, and, you know, they have, like, all the canvases and the paints and everything you need, and then they also have the pre-made paintings and pictures and shit. And I was kind of looking at some of it, and I was like, these are some nice fucking daffodils. I think these are daffodils. And then I was like, I want to paint some fucking daffodils. I just want to get a canvas and start painting a bunch of fucking flowers. Why? Because I was in Hobby Lobby. Well, what else do you want to do? For some reason, in my head, as I was walking around in there, I thought, yeah, I could spend, you know, a little bit on these paints and stuff and make my own artwork and, you know, just for fun. And then I walked out of the store and it hit me again. I remembered, oh, fuck, Avery, you can't paint.
I think you're just a materialistic person, because whenever I step into Hobby Lobby, I want to step back out.
Well, like, usually I just go in there for... Never. I never go into Hobby Lobby. I have no reason most of the time to go to a Hobby Lobby. My girlfriend's making a sign, like, that's why we needed it. But we're walking around looking for the stuff, and I'm like, oh, man, I could paint that. I could do this. I was like, oh, this is a neat fucking sign. Like, this is cool stuff. I like artwork sometimes, and I fully convinced myself while I was in there, I can paint. I can do that. And then reality crashed in on me as soon as I stepped out. Like, oh, fuck, no, you can't. What are you thinking? You have never painted once in your life. What the fuck makes you think you can now? At 23, you talentless fuck.
Hobby Lobby is the place for dreamers and the non-gays.
That is very true. Dreamers and the non-gays. That whole store had me completely convinced that I could paint for no reason. It just wanted me to spend money on paint stuff that I'd use one time, completely fuck up, and then waste. And then, you know, that shit's not cheap. I would have spent like $100 on painting stuff.
Oh, for sure. And just they probably, to waste it. You probably would have like bought one canvas and an easel to put the canvas on, and like a 72 set of paintbrushes and two sets of paint.
Yeah, two like 24 packs of paint.
Yeah, because it's like, fuck, do I want to do pastel? Do I want to do acrylic? Do I want to do watercolor? I don't know what I want to do. I'll just get one of everything.
What colors do I need? Yeah, it's like, I'll just get one of everything, and I'll be like, oh, I can mix my own colors, but I'll be like, oh, well, this is relatively cheap. It's only $5. That sounds like a deal for a 2-ounce can of paint, tube of paint, whatever it is. And then I just get in all the styles, and I walk out spending $300 on paint stuff. I come home and I paint a very sad clown, and it's not sad because it was meant to be sad. It's sad because it's supposed to be a flower.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know color matching.
But the thing is,
painting.
All you have to do after that is move to Italy and then get it like randomly appraised. Say that it was made by some random long forgotten artist. Now it's worth millions. And all you want is a 10% cut. They sell it at auction for probably, I don't know, 12 mil. You're walking out of there with a cool, oh, I got to do math, 1.2 million.
120,000? Would it be that?
Yeah, 1.2 million. multiply 1.2 million. No, multiply 1.2 times 10, you get 12 mil.
Let's not discuss how mathematically illiterate I am. Anyway.
120,000 would be 1%.
Anyway, shit, that's still pretty good. I could do that, or I could just... I feel like I go to the upper end of Manhattan and do the same thing. And a plane ticket to New York is a lot cheaper than a plane ticket to Italy.
Yeah, true. But...
You know, I thought about that too. I was like, I could just make some bullshit and sell it for like $30 a head and, you know, just make some quick money off Crash. Because somebody's going to fucking buy it.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong at all.
It sounds ludicrous.
And not like the rapper.
No, because that man, that's a successful guy. Mm-hmm. That is a man to look up to.
Yeah, it's Ludacris.
I look up to Ludacris.
Is it?
I think he's my idol. Ludacris is now my new idol. Knowing damn good and well, I've only listened to like one album from like 2002.
I don't even think he does his own music anymore. I think he just does features on other people's tracks.
He does that occasionally, but no, I think he put out an album in 2018.
Oh, well, fuck it. I'm wrong.
He also does features in Fast and Furious movies.
This is true.
So he's going to do that until he's literally just too old to do those. Because let's be honest, Fast and Furious isn't going fucking anywhere anytime soon.
No. Fast 9 is supposed to come out for us here in the U.S. in like a week.
Fast fucking nine.
You know
why is there a ninth movie?
I don't know, man. I will say that the movies are good for like
they're not.
No, the beginning ones are good.
Yeah, the first four.
Yeah, like after
first five maybe.
I don't know. You're kind of pushing it with five. Honestly, I'd say after Tokyo Drift, it just started falling off.
Isn't that the third one?
I think so. After either that one, like, it just like, yeah, fourth was like, you know, it wasn't as good as Tokyo Drift. Like, Tokyo Drift was the perfect one.
I don't even remember Tokyo Drift.
They hit their peak at three. And then
they just said, hey, we're making a lot of fucking money off of this. Let's keep going.
Yeah. They hit their peak at three, and then Paul Walker hit a tree, and then now it's just gone to shit.
God damn. You. The series should have went out in a blaze of glory like he did.
Yeah, but it didn't, so we're still here. Vin Diesel is still Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel is kind of fat now.
He is. He doesn't look like he need to be racing anymore. He looks like he needs to, like...
be a granddad.
Just pick up trucking.
Man, the film series used to be about cars. It used to be about cool fucking cars.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see, I saw a post somewhere, I think it came out of a tweet. Apparently, is it Warner Brothers? Does Warner Brothers own Fast and Furious? I think so. Whatever movie studio owns the rights to Fast and Furious also owns the rights to Jurassic World. And I've seen a lot of stuff lately about how they want to do a Jurassic World and Fast and Furious crossover movie.
So instead of racing cars, they're racing what? Fucking velociraptors?
Yeah.
They've tamed dinosaurs and they're just racing them through the jungle.
Yeah, and Dom comes in on a T-Rex and the T-Rex fucking bites off the head to whatever bullshit government villain is in this one. And then Dom just says, nobody can beat family, and it cuts to black. And that's how the movie ends.
It's a 4-minute movie. 3.5 minutes of that are CGI dinosaurs.
No, it'll be 10 whole minutes. We'll set up a vague beginning that lasts 2 minutes. A reason for the antagonist in the next two, and then we have 6 minutes of dinosaurs chasing each other and people riding various dinosaurs. Ludacris comes in on a fucking pterodactyl, and then finally, right before the last minute, we're in the last minute of the film, the T-Rex bites the head off of said villain for no fucking reason. We don't know how it happens or how they even catch up, because the villain is on some crazy fucking raptor T-Rex fucking whatever ocean dinosaur there is hybrid, so we can go across land and water, and you don't even see a water scene for more than 5 seconds. It bites the head off of the fucker. It kills the other dinosaur, and then Dom says, "You can't stop family." And then Chris Pratt does a backflip in the water. That's how it ends.
And then sunset. And then credits.
Sunset. Sunset, credits, boom, billions in the box office.
Billions in the box office. You know how they show like the ads for other movies before the actual movie?
Yeah.
To make the time cut, we just include those ads into the actual film, so no one realizes they're watching the actual movie when they're watching the ads, but like the first 30 minutes is just ads for other movies that is owned by Warner Brothers. And then, you know, 10 minutes of the movie, and then you've got like the credits, which go by really, really slow to further the time cut to get to like 45 minutes. And then you're done.
And then there's two 3 minute post credit scenes to set up for another movie.
And one of them's just like a guy in a T-Rex suit that they got off of Amazon or some shit like that. And he's just making TikToks or some shit like that.
A T-Rex costume making TikToks, and then the other one is just a quippy one-liner from Chris Pratt because he didn't actually get a line in the other one.
He didn't get a line
during the actual movie. He was just there for star power.
He was only there because no one else knew how to do a backflip.
He has trailers galore. He has more lines in the trailers than he does in the actual movie.
He has more lines than the movie had lines.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, all their promotional material, basically the movie. All of that promotional material, none of it's in the movie.
Mm-mm.
Odd.
Yeah, it's like an E3 for a Jurassic Park Fast Furious movie.
You would get more out of the Jurassic World experience at Orlando Studios than you... I think it's at Orlando. Is it Orlando? What the fuck is
that? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Anyway, you would get more out of one of their virtual rides than you would at the movies.
Yeah. But they would make so much money off of it.
They would make so much goddamn money. Can you imagine how many people would go to that movie and be so pissed off about it?
And then, like, fucking a week later, there's going to be people who are starting to like, you know what? There was so much art and so much like meaning in that movie. And it's like, are you fucking dense? Like, do you really think?
Praising it. Chris Pratt wins an Oscar.
For the backflip.
Just for the backflip. And it's not even him. It's a fucking stunt actor.
Chris Pratt wins an Oscar for the like the post-credit scene. Not even the movie.
Best post-credit scene isn't won by a Marvel movie. It's won by Chris Pratt in Jurassic Furious. Would it be Jurassic Furious or
The Fast in the World?
Jurassic and Furious. I think that'd be the best one. And then we all just figure out, well, yeah, cinema's dead.
Mm-hmm.
It died. It took creativity with it. And we should nuke Hollywood. or Atlanta. Wherever these shits are being made, wherever they're being written, blow it to hell.
It's probably, probably Atlanta.
It's disgusting the amount of shit. I'm so sick of sequels. Which is awful to say coming from someone who's such a Marvel fuck like I am. I'm really tired of sequels and movies and reboots. I'm sick and tired of reboots.
I don't feel like every superhero deserves their entire movie. I'll say that.
I don't think they do either. But it's not even just the superhero thing. It's like everything is just a fucking reboot now or a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't need 9 fucking Fast and Furious movies. We didn't need the last 3 Star Wars films. We don't need... What the fuck else is in the pipeline?
Toy Story.
There's another Toy Story?
Oh, don't no, need no, no. To get no, rid no, of no, it. No, 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 no. I'm not saying there's another Toy Story. I just think they should have stopped.
Oh, well, truthfully, we shouldn't have had any of them after the second one.
Mm-mm.
Shrek movies? Didn't need any after the third.
Nope. I feel like with the cartoon movies and stuff like that, with like the Disney flicks, you can have your allotted 1 sequel and 1 holiday movie, and then you're done. That's it.
And no live action. Stop doing the live action.
Yeah, no fucking live action shit. No one wants to see a fucking live action Shrek. No one gives a fuck.
We didn't need a live action Lion King. Oh.
And the plays that they put on. Fuck that shit. Have you ever seen clips and stuff like that? It is the worst production I have ever... Like, I could do something better than that. And I'm not even into that shit.
The Shrek plays are horrifying.
Like, the fucking Toy Story ones? Like, all the toys are bigger than Andy. It doesn't make sense.
Dude, the Shrek plays are downright terrifying. I hate every one of them. And for some reason, they're a musical. Shrek was never a musical. It just had a good soundtrack, but it has no right. Why? It has no right to exist.
No, it doesn't.
It's scary and it's vaguely humiliating to just put a fat guy in fucking a tablecloth. He's in a fucking tablecloth. Let's be real. It's just insulting to put a fat guy in a tablecloth and cover him in green paint.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, you might as well...
Not
Sorry.
I'll cut you off again, goddammit. You'll think you're fucking Jewish the next time I cut you off.
Alright.
I forgot what I was talking about.
Cool, because I was going to say, at this point, you might as well just tar and feather the motherfucker because you're putting him through so much humiliation.
Oh, yeah, you should. And anyone that does the donkey voice that's not Eddie Murphy, fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck straight off. No one deserves to do that voice but him. Is it Eddie Murphy or is it Charlie Murphy? I can't fucking remember.
You know, Shrek is the only movie where you can have a mythological ogre have a sidekick as a literal ass, a donkey. And then the donkey somehow fucks a dragon. And it all makes sense. You don't question it whatsoever.
Bro, that donkey deserved to fuck that dragon.
That donkey deserves his own fucking... But you know what? Fuck it. Don't even call it Shrek. Call it Donkey.
Donkey.
Eddie Murphy should have gotten the main character, and Donkey should have been the guy.
But you know what? Let's be honest. If they did a spinoff to it at any point, it'd be a piece of shit.
Didn't they try to with Puss in Boots?
But yeah. Yeah, they turned him into a spinoff. I never even saw those movies, but they look like garbage.
Yeah. Like, you took probably, like, what, 10% of the fan base who loved that character... And tried to make a spinoff series about him.
I think he got 2 movies and a TV show.
I'm sure he did. Actually, I have a feeling I know why. And it's because the actor who played Shrek didn't want to do it. And then Eddie Murphy got way too big for it. So they
Eddie
were
Murphy
like,
was big before Shrek came out. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, I know he was big before that came out, but you really think that he was going to come back for a fucking spinoff series where he was going to star in every fucking thing that they made? No, he's got way too much shit on his plate for that.
I mean, if they're paying, shit.
It's Disney. You really think they pay that well?
It is not Disney. It's DreamWorks.
Even worse.
How is that worse? They make better movies.
They do make better movies. I'll give them that. But you think they're going to pay them as well? You think they're going to treat them as well? If DreamWorks treated them and paid them better than Disney did, then arguably okay. DreamWorks would be a major competitor against Disney, and they are not.
I mean, for a minute they were, you know, they're doing real good.
For a minute, back in like, what, 03?
I don't know. They had a few things that kind of flopped pretty bad. But a lot of things that did really good, so it's kind of back and forth. I mean, they made Shrek, which was fantastic, but then they also made B-Movie, which mm-hmm. gave Jerry Seinfeld a lead role. Yeah. Something he does not ever deserve.
I think you're saying that just because you have a vendetta against Seinfeld.
Fucking hate Jerry Seinfeld. He is not fucking funny.
No, he's not.
He's not fucking funny. Fuck Seinfeld. Fuck his stand-up. Fuck the B-Movie. And fuck Friends. He's not even in Friends. I just really don't like that show either.
It's okay.
It is garbage.
It's a good background show.
It is. No, it's not even good background.
No, it is, because background is just fucking noise. So you don't
alone. I don't care. I don't want to hear that shit as background noise. If I'm blowing someone's back out, I don't want to hear fucking Friends going constantly. Fuck that shit. It's not good background.
You hear a laugh track like every 30 seconds, and then you get severely self-conscious about yourself.
Exactly. Like, I don't need that. I would rather sit in deafening silence that drives me mad than listen to that. I would rather listen to a cat fuck a possum in a sewage drain than listen to Friends in the background.
Bro, that's how the TMNT was made. You know that shit? It's in the lore. It's canon.
How did they come out with a title?
Bro, I don't know. How did they have a Shrek?
Well, a Shrek and ogres and...
Ogres aren't real. And neither are dragons. And neither are donkey dragons.
Bro, those donkey dragons were fucking adorable.
Dracons?
Dracons?
No, dragon.
Dracons.
No.
Speaking of Dracons, this episode is sponsored by...
Dongon.
Raycons.
Raycon. By Raid Shadow Legends.
Raycon Raving Legends.
It's like the earbuds that you wear to a silent rave.
Oh, God.
You know those, like, how those exist? The silent parties?
Yeah.
You think silent raves exist?
Do what?
You think silent raves exist?
I'm sure they do. Do you know how awkward it would be to walk into one of those?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
You've just got all these 20-year-olds tripping on fucking acid with headphones on, tuning in to their own fucking shit. And you just walk in, it's dead fucking silent, and all you hear is, like, the slight squishing and a little bit of yelling and, like, a couple people fucking in the crowd, a couple of girls crying because they're having a bad trip. It does not sound like a good thing to walk into.
Yeah, and then there's, like, two custodians in the corner just, like, waiting for it to be over so they can clean up the fucking auditorium.
The fucking vomit, semen, leftover drugs.
Just, it's so foul.
You just hear everyone's shoes sticking to the floor, so it's just...
Oh, God. It's like a room full of Squidwards.
Yeah, it's... That shit makes your skin crawl.
It really does. And that's the end of the episode. That's where we're going to end it.
Did you already cut us off?
Nope, we're still going.
No, but I think this is a good place to end it. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in, all six of you. Your support is appreciated. We're getting a Discord set up, maybe. It's in the works.
Yeah.
You all can join that. Link in the description. Check out my Pornhub.
Nope, we're stopping there.
This has been the Evolution Failed Us podcast.